It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. The Michigan Supreme Court has had their say, and three additional questions will appear on the ballot this November. The court approved proposals to amend the state constitution to protect collective bargaining rights. They also approved the proposal to require two-thirds supermajorities in the legislature to increase taxes, and a proposal that would require statewide votes for publicly funded international bridges to Canada. Joining us now, as they do most Thursdays, are Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Susan, let's start with what the court rejected. The proposal to authorize eight more non-tribal casinos in the state was not approved. What's behind that decision?
Well, the main issue was that this would also alter the process by which permits to sell liquor, and that was not included in the language that they circulated when they got their petition signatures. So that's the reason why that one got bounced. But there were similar arguments made for the other three that they amended parts of the Constitution that weren't listed in their petitions, but the Supreme Court didn't find that that was an issue with any of the others.
Ken, when we look at the question that would require two-thirds supermajority votes to increase taxes, if this is approved by voters, what does it mean for how the legislature functions?
Well, it's going to have a dramatic impact because it would require, as you mentioned, in order for any tax increase to occur, a two-thirds vote in the legislature. And I think the average person says, well, you know, they're talking about income taxes or maybe even cigarette taxes, but it's probably broader than that. There are some very kind of arcane fees or taxes that might fall under this definition, too. But it will certainly restrict, if you will, the ability of the legislature to deal with revenue and deficit and budgets.
Susan, the Supreme Court also approved the proposal to require statewide votes for publicly funded international bridges or tunnels to Canada. Now, the Snyder administration has maintained that the new international crossing they have planned could legally go forward despite the outcome on that proposal. Others disagree. Any clarity on the impact this could have?
No, absolutely not. Sadly, you know, there never seems to be a final decision on anything anymore, does there? So we'll see what the outcome is of the election. Actually, the question has not been polling terribly well, in spite of the unpopularity of a new public-private bridge. But certainly this will be something, once again, that will be litigated.
What I'm hearing from both of you is that these questions aren't really answered in November. If voters say yes to some of these questions, we're still going to be facing legal battles before things get smoothed out and people really know what's going on.
Well, this is a serious problem developing in Michigan, where special interests, oftentimes from out of state, but not always, simply have decided they have enough money to buy the signatures to get a proposed constitutional amendment on the ballot. They write the language in such a way that it's going to be appealing to the average voter, not really divulging to the average voter that the ballot question leaves many questions unanswered. And unfortunately, if they pass and get adopted, the only way to get answers to these questions is you go back to court and you litigate. And I think this has become a serious issue here in the state of Michigan in terms of how we get these signatures, how they get on the ballot, and then not having any real clarity to the language that voters look at.
Susan, after this spate of proposals, do you think we might see some changes, maybe in public perception of what should go on the ballot or even how the government approaches what ends up on the ballot?
I'm not sure that you'll see any groundswell from the public to reform the system because I think that a lot of these things go on below the radar, and there are still an awful lot of voters that walk into the booth and they're surprised by all of those proposals that they're greeted with on the back of their ballot. They haven't really heard too much about them. I do think that there are some public figures that are interested in taking a crack at tightening up the process. You have Jocelyn Benson, who ran as a Democrat for Secretary of State, is exploring the possibility of having a ballot initiative on the ballot initiative process for 2014. So we'll see if that catches on.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, good to talk to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.